As you all know, United States has bombed Iran's nuclear sites, not just one, but three of them, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. Six B-2 bombers flew deep into Iranian airspace and dropped powerful bunker buster bombs. I have a video on it. US President Donald Trump personally gave the orders. Now, this single action could be the spark that lights up the entire Middle East. In this video, let's break down what's going on, what could happen next. Trump ordered direct airstrikes on Iran's underground nuclear facilities. These are the same sites that the world has been watching for years. The strikes were not just about showing strength, it was a clear message. The US has now officially entered the Israel-Iran conflict, and we all know that Iran is not going to sit quietly. So let's look at what they can do next. Iran has many ways to head back. First, they could block the Strait of Hormuz. It is a narrow waterway only 35 kilometers wide, through which one out of every 5 barrels of the world's oil flows. It is the world's most important oil choke point, connecting the Persian Gulf with the Gulf of Oman and the Arabian Sea. If Iran blocks it with sea mines or speedboats, or it may ask their proxies to shoot down a couple of oil tankers and refineries to create panic, then the global oil prices will shoot up and countries like India and China will suffer big time. I have a video on Strait of Hormuz, watch it for understanding why this route is important for many economies. Iran could also blow up oil refineries. Have a look at this map. These are oil and gas fields and refineries in the Gulf region. This is Iran's coastal border, almost the entire Persian Gulf. Suppose Iran shoots down a couple of oil refineries in Kuwait, Iraq, Bahrain, Qatar with the help of drones, what do you think will happen? Now look at this map. All the US bases and military assets in the Middle East. Now look at both these maps. You will realize that the US military bases are basically located wherever oil, gas and refineries are present. Do you think it's a coincidence? No. Now you know the reason. The second option is, US troops are everywhere in the Gulf. They are in Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Saudi and the UAE. The US maintains a broad network of military bases and installations across at least 19 locations in the Middle East, with 8 permanent bases in the Gulf region. Iran could attack them directly or even worse, use its proxies like Hezbollah and the Houthis to strike quietly from a distance with the help of drones and smaller missiles, just to take revenge or hurt the United States. And the third option is the nuclear question. Now that Iran's nuclear sites are damaged, Iran has the much needed motivation to say, alright, enough is enough. Let's just build the bomb right now and go for offensive. And that's a nightmare for regional as well as global security. So these are the three possibilities. Now suppose if at all there is a war in the Middle East, oil becomes gold. If Iran hits back and oil exports drop, the price per barrel will shoot up. Gas stations in many countries including America will increase their prices. Less supply is equal to higher prices. When fuel becomes expensive, transport costs will rise. Goods delivery become costlier. Daily essentials, that is food, services, manufacturing get pricier. This is called inflation. Gulf countries like Saudi Arabia and the UAE also rely on stable oil trade. If war disrupts that, the economies could crash too. So this isn't just a Middle East problem, it becomes a world problem, especially in the countries like the United States, India, China, European countries. So whatever US did, by looking at the situation, it seems that this could be the start of a much larger fire. Iran has publicly stated that they are going to retaliate following the US strikes. Maybe after a little silence, things will escalate, because Iran will now treat this not just as an Israeli issue, but as a direct war with the United States. That means more proxy wars in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria and Yemen. Iran-backed groups could now target US soldiers or Israeli civilians. Even Israel, with all its technology and Iron Dome, is not 100% safe. Their skies are already closed in fear of missile and drone attacks. And we must also not forget, Russia and China are silently observing everything. Don't be surprised if tomorrow Iran starts getting support from Russia and China. They may not jump in immediately, but they both have strategic interest in Iran and in countering US power in the region. China has already made an attempt to normalize relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Plus, Iran is part of China's massive infrastructure plan. Stability there matters to China's trade routes. US is Russia's top rival. Russia may offer intelligence or military support to Iran quietly. And then silent backing can quickly turn into active support. UK and Israel has supported Trump's move, but many other countries, including some in Europe and the Gulf, are nervous. They don't want to be dragged into another endless war. Even India maintains neutrality. Now, this could turn into another forever war like Iraq or Afghanistan. I'll tell you another interesting piece of information. Before dropping bombs in Iran, US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Vice President J.D. Vance have publicly communicated to Iran and said that the strikes were not intended as a move for regime change. It was only to target Iran's nuclear program. But the US President Donald Trump himself has publicly hinted that he is open for a regime change in Iran. So if you see, there are mixed signals. If you're smart, you can catch the right signal. This kind of dual talk by the US administration is a tactic to create confusion. Deep down, US and Israel wants regime change. Even Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has said, eliminating Iran's supreme leader remains an open option. Iran is known for guerrilla tactics, cyber attacks, and long-range proxy warfare. They may not fight head-on, but will drag this as long as they can. And here's the scariest part. If Iran's leaders feel they're about to be destroyed, they might go all in, launching massive unpredictable attacks that could spiral everything out of control. So now we are in a new phase. It's no longer just about preventing Iran from getting nuclear weapons. It's about managing the fallout of major strike and hoping it doesn't turn into a full-blown regional war. The next few days will be critical. How will Iran respond? Can the US contain the situation? Or are we heading into something much, much bigger? All of this will be unfolded very soon. I'll keep you updated. As usual, thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.